A Troy soldier who was killed in World War I was honored at his gravesite. Private John J. Callahan, Jr. was the first Marine from Troy, New York, killed in World War I. 100 years after his death, members of his family gathered at his grave at St. Mary's Cemetery, where Callahan was posthumously awarded the New York State Liberty Medal. Democratic State Senator Neil Breslin presented the award Thursday morning. The medal is the state's highest honor.
It's my great honor, if I can turn properly, to present the Liberty Medal to John J. Callahan and Connie Lang.
Before presenting the award, Breslin gave a brief history of Callahan, who enlisted while still in high school, to assembled family members, Marine veterans, and local officials.
He's a young kid, sophomore in high school, and he ends up, he went to marksman school where he got awards as a terrific marksman, but ends up in France, ultimately not too far from the end of the war, and is very directly involved in Bella Woods. And many people believe, Marines in particular, that was the pivotal part of the war.
The Battle of Belleau Wood in 1918 ended in Allied victory, but it was there that Callahan was shot. Jim Karam, who is married to Callahan's great-niece, has worked to share the story of Callahan's actions. He said Callahan, after being mortally wounded in battle, continued to push forward.
So he got back up, having that mortal wound inflicted, and continued to push, which is what not him individually, but collectively the Marines pushed the Germans out of the woods because of actions like that, because of, you know, Marines being tenacious and personal valor, you know, pushing towards the woods. And that's what he did.
Callahan's grave marker in St. Mary's Cemetery is paired with an original headstone from Belleau Wood. Connie Lang, Private Callahan's nephew, received the Liberty Medal on his late uncle's behalf.
I can remember my grandparents coming up and visiting this grave after their son was buried here. They weren't maudlin. They didn't talk about him all the time, but you knew that he was in the back of their minds. And I'm sure every other parent who ever had a veteran killed in a war felt the same way. And my heart goes out to all of them.
For Breslin, who has served in the state Senate for more than 20 years, it was the first time he was given the opportunity to present a Liberty Medal.
And I hope to do it again.
Karam, who was able to secure a Purple Heart for Callahan in 1998, is continuing to push for further recognition from the military.
I'm petitioning the government right now. I've actually written a letter to Defense Secretary Mattis. So we're waiting on word on that stuff.
Reporting from Troy for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.